唱好。
We would like to read some scriptures as we begin this session.
当我们今晚开始的时候，先来读几节的章节。
If you turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1,
请大家一起翻到彼得后书第一章。
We want to read again some of the verses we read yesterday.
我们再来读一下昨晚已经读过的章节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse, starting from verse 16.
彼得后书第一章从第十六节开始。
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son,with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
Hebrews chapter 2,
希伯来书第二章。
We want to read one verse from this chapter, which is verse 10.
只读第二章里面的第十节。
For it was fitting for him,For whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
And if you would turn to Matthew,We would like to read a little more of the context right before the scene of the Mount of Transfiguration.
那我们现在再翻到马太福音，看一看在变化山那个事情发生之前的一些背景。
Matthew chapter 16, we're going to start from verse 21.
马太福音16章，我们从21节开始。
From that time,Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Peter took him aside,And began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Verse 24, then, it's a very important then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
于是这是非常重要的一段， 于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Verse 26, For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
第二十六节，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人子要在他父的荣耀里，同着众使者降临。那时候，他要照个人的行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
And immediately, 6 days later,Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light.
马上过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面亮如日头，明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And finally, a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the last verse of the chapter, verse 18.
那最后一处章节是在哥林多后书的第三章，它的最后一节。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image.From glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
是哥林多后书三章十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Lord, as we gather together, we are so grateful for your faithfulness.
主啊，当我们这样聚集的时候，为着你的信实要感激你。
Indeed, you are the faithful one.
确实，你就是信实的那一位。
And we thank you because we can be found right now in your very presence.
我们感谢你，因为现在我们就能够感受到你的同在。
We pray that by your grace we may all be like Mary.
我们祷告就是我们借着你的恩典都可以像玛利亚那样。
That we may sit at your feet and hear your teachings.
可以坐在你的脚前，听到你的教训。
Speak to us your living words, dear Lord.
亲爱的主啊，愿意你把那活的话语向我们来说。
Draw us unto yourself, we pray.
吸引我们向你自己，我们这样祷告。
We do give this time to you.
我们把这样的时间交在你手中。
Use it for your glory.
愿意你使用它为着你自己的荣耀。
We ask in your precious name.
我们的祈求是奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
As you know, yesterday we have considered what is called the last burden of the Apostle Peter.
大家很多都已经知道，昨天晚上我们讲到的就是彼得他离世之前那最后的负担。
And maybe for some of you who were not here yesterday,
也许我们中间有些人昨天晚上还没有在这里。
I'll briefly remind you what was that last burden.
那我就来提醒大家。彼得那个最后的负担是什么？
It's found in his second epistle.
这个是在他的彼得后书里面看到的。
Which is written at the eve of his death.
就是在他死之前所写的。
And this is what the apostle himself he tells us in chapter 1.
这个就是使徒他自己在第一章里面告诉我们的。
And in that critical juncture, the apostle Peter is eager to remind us of something.
所以在这个这么关键的时刻，彼得他是非常的渴望要把这个负担传讲出来。
He wants to make absolutely sure that we do not forget something. And he says that again at the eve of his death.
而且他在他临死之前，他要把这件事非常确实的讲出来，也让我们能够得着他。
And that burden has to do with the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
而这个负担就是关乎我们主的再来。
As he reminds us of that, somehow that scene of the Mount of Transfiguration, of which he was an eyewitness,
而且呢，他也提醒我们，就是他曾经亲眼在变化山上所看见的。
It somehow it goes together for him with the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
不知道如何，但不管如何，彼得是把主的再来跟变化山是连在一起的。
And he tells us that that scene on the Mount of Transfiguration foreshadows the second coming in glory of Christ.
而且他所说的就是在变化山上的那里发生的，其实就是主再来之前主当以后再来在现在的预言。
The Apostle Peter almost goes out of his way in that critical moment to remind us, to make sure that we never forget his coming again.
所以彼得在那个关键的时刻，他是尽心竭力的要让我们记得，就是让我们看见这个他的主的再来。
And Peter says that that prophetic word of the second coming of our Lord Jesus ought to be for us like a lamp shining in a dark place.
而且彼得说主再来的这个预言应该像灯照在暗处一样。
Something we always keep before us.
就是我们一直要保守的那件事。
Now, you know, the darker the environment, the more the need for a lamp.
当这个黑夜越黑暗的时候，我们就越需要这个灯。
Now, I think you're going to agree with me. We are living in such dark days, perhaps in the darkest days in history. And I'm talking spiritually, morally, dark, dark days.
我相信大家都会同意，现在我们所生活的是非常黑暗，甚至是最黑暗的时候。当然，我是从属灵里面，是在道德的层面这些地方来讲。
It should be no surprise.
应该不会让我们惊奇了。
The closer we move to the coming of our King, the darker the environment.
因为我们越接近君王的再来，那就会越黑暗。
But thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, the Lord left us a lamp.
但是感谢主，弟兄姐妹们，因为主给我们留下的灯。
And having that lamp is the difference between bondage and unsafety, peril, and emancipation, safety, assurance. Such is the lamp of the prophetic word that he left us.
他留给我们的这个预言，这个灯，有或者是没有，它的这个区别在哪里呢？就是我们今天到底是活在什么样的光景？是一个烦闷，是一个不安，是一个焦躁里面呢，还是在一个平安安息的里面？
Now, since the apostle connected the second coming of the Lord Jesus with the transfiguration of the Lord, we mention something about the significance of the transfiguration of Christ.
那因着使徒彼得，他把变化山跟主的再来放在一起，所以我们也一起来看了变化山它所代表的意义。
Number one, it sums up those 33 years of the life of the Lord Jesus so far.That preceded that event.
第一件事就是在那里把主耶稣在这件事发生之前那33年半的生活有一个总结。
And what characterized those 33 years, inner moral glory became visibly manifested on the mountain.
而在这33年半里面，这个美德在里面的美德在那一刻就彰显在外面。
We could say that the transfiguration of the Lord.Crowns his growth and development as the perfect man.
或者说，在那一刻，他的变相就是他这一生一直积累的这个荣耀，在那一刻就是那个冠冕的时刻。
That's the first aspect of that significance of the transfiguration.
这就是变化山意义里面的第一个方面。
But on the other hand, there is a prophetic significance.
在另外一方面，有预言里面的意义。
Because it reveals the future of such perfect life.
因为他在那里所预示的是在将来那样完全的时候。
Such life, such glorious life is destined to visible, manifested glory.
就是那个荣耀的生命，它总有一天要完全的显出来，要完全的在人前被看到。
And that is what is going to be fully manifested permanently on His second coming.
就是在他再来的时候会完全的永远的彰显出来。
And finally, we mention one more thing.
最后我们也讲了一件事。
The transfiguration of our Lord foreshadows not only the future of our Lord Himself.
这个变化山上的变相不光是预告了他自己。
But more than that, it also in a way, it foreshadows that others will also be revealed with Him in glory.
而且更多的他也预告了还有其他的人与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 3.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这个是使徒保罗在哥罗西书第三章所讲的。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. His destiny is our destiny.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要感谢主，因为他如何，我们也要如何。
Oh, that ought to be for us a lamp shining in a dark place.
所以这件事应该就是那个在暗处的灯。
But today we would like, by the grace and enabling of the Lord, to take a further step.
那今天借着主的恩典，我们要再往前一步。
Because the transfiguration represents the pinnacle, as we said, of the development of Christ in His perfect humanity.
刚才我们讲到了，变化山它代表的就是主耶稣在他完全的人性里面，一直一直在那里进阶最后那个完成的时刻。
Now that being the case, we would like to consider what were the spiritual principles that were operative in his life that led him to that transfiguration.
那现在我们要思考的就是，在他这样的生命里面，就是带他到变化山上那一刻，里面有哪一些属灵的方面呢？
As we already indicated, that glory that is being manifested was not created at that moment.
他已经向我们指示，就是这个荣耀不是只在那一刻突然制造出来的。
That glory was all along was there an inner glory. It simply became visible and manifested on the mountain.
这个荣耀一直在他的里面，但是只是在那一刻才由里到外的这样彰显出来。
But besides that inner glory, what are the other spiritual elements, if you will, that were present in the life of our Lord Jesus that led to that moment of transfiguration?
那除了从里到外这个荣耀的彰显，在我们主耶稣的生命里面，还有什么是这些属灵的方面能够让我们看到的呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is vital, I believe, for all of us.
弟兄姐妹们，我相信对于我们这是非常重要的。
Because if we are meant to share in the glory of Christ, the principles that were present in His life, they ought to be present in our lives as well, leading to that moment when He is revealed.
如果我们是与他要在同在里面的话，那在他生命里面那些属灵的原则也应该在我们里面成为属灵的原则，才能带我们到变化山这一刻。
Now, I don't know if you notice, but it seems that that's precisely the idea in that wonderful and well-known verse that we read in Hebrews chapter 2.
那我不知道大家有没有意识到，这就是在希伯来书第二章那里面正好所讲到的。
If you read again,
如果大家再来读的话，
it says, for it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
在那里面讲到就是要领许多儿子进到荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。
Who is him that the verse begins talking?
在这里面讲到的他，在这一章节里面开始的时候提到的到底是谁呢？
Is God the Father.
是父神。
He is the one for whom are all things and through whom are all things. And he is the one that is bringing many sons to glory.
他呢就是那一位万有都是出于他，也是为着他，也是要归于他的，是他要带众子进到荣耀里去。
And that includes you and me and all those that were redeemed by his grace.
就是包括你跟我是所有在他恩典里面得救的儿女。
But the question is this, how exactly is he bringing many sons to glory?
那问题就是他怎么样带众子进到荣耀里呢？
What does he do in order to bring many sons to glory?
他该做什么要为着把众子带到荣耀里呢？
And here is the answer at the end of the verse. He provides...In my translation is an unfortunate one. The author of their salvation.
其实答案也在这个章节里面。在这个翻译里面讲到的就是那个救恩的元帅。
And it says that he perfected the author of their salvation through sufferings, referring to Jesus, of course.
这里面就说救恩的元帅因苦难得以完全，这里指的是主耶稣。
Now that word author, it has been translated in different ways.
这个元帅这个词呢，其实翻译成有很多其他的字眼。
And I'm not sure what your translation is. It's captain.
Captain.
Captain. Look, that's a better translation than all.
那在中文里面讲到元帅啊，比弟兄的那个翻译好像更好一点。
Because the idea is that our Lord Jesus is someone that is leading something. Is, if you will, a pioneer. Someone that is going ahead, opening a way for others to follow.
这个意念呢，就是主耶稣是那个带领的，他是先驱，他为我们开了一条路。
And in that sense, you can think of it as a captain leading an army. He opens the way. It's not like the modern captain that sits in the back, right, just watching through the. No, no, no. A captain back then, he would open the way, and then the army would follow.
所以非常清楚的，我们看到是一个元帅领着他的军队，打开了一条路，不像今天的元帅，好像是在后方，在一个非常安全的地方，在后面。
You see the picture?
你看到这个图画没有
？The Father is bringing many sons to glory.
父要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
How he provided for us a leader, a pioneer, someone that opened a way for all of us to follow after him.
那父为我们预备的就是一个领袖，一个先驱，我们可以跟随他。
Now that's what's happening in the Mount of Transfiguration.
这就是在变化山上所发生的。
You see the pioneer reaching the goal, reaching glory, and that is for you and for me to follow.
我们看到这个先驱，他已经达到了目的，他已经得着了荣耀，这个荣耀也是为你为我的。
Therefore, we want to consider, and we have to consider,What are those spiritual principles in the life of Christ that are simply reaching the climax in the transfiguration? They were not created in that moment. They simply reached the pinnacle.
那我们现在就必须愿意要来思想，而且必须要来思想，就是有哪些属灵的原则让耶稣达到变化山上那一个高峰的时刻。
Again, I feel it's crucial for us to see what are those spiritual principles.In the life of our pioneer, of our leader, our captain.
所以我相信这件事是非常非常关键的，就是我们要看到这个带领我们的这个先驱他身上的那些属灵的原则。
Because those same principles, see, we're supposed to follow after him. Whatever operated on him has to be present in our life as well.
那些所有在他身上来运行的属灵原则，一定要在我们身上也来运行。
Especially if we are going to be prepared for His coming.
尤其我们要被预备好为着他再来的这件事上。
So we want to look again to the scene in the Mount of Transfiguration. A couple of different indications or spiritual elements that are there that are for our instruction for us to follow after our pioneer, our Lord Jesus.
所以在变化山上我们再来看那些属灵的方方面面。这些元素里面就可以让我们来学习，也来跟随他进到荣耀里。
The first thing that you see in the Lord is the element of fellowship with His Father.
第一个方面我们要看到的就是他与父的交通。
Now we need to read the account of Luke, just a verse in the account of Luke of the Transfiguration. If you would turn to chapter 9.
那我们先要来读一下在路加福音第九章
Gospel according to Luke chapter 9
路加福音的第九章
Verse 28
第二十八节
Some 8 days after these sayings, he, that's our Lord, took along Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different. He was transfigured.
这是变化山上的事。说了这话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。It's
not an accident that the Gospel of Luke records that the transfiguration of our Lord happens while he is praying.
这不是一个意外突然发生了，是我们的主在变化山上祷告的时候。
What is the characteristic of the life of our leader, our pioneer? Unbroken fellowship with his Father all the time.
那我们的领导，我们的先驱，他身上这个属灵的方面是什么呢？就是与父那个不间断的那个亲密的交通。
I'll read one verse from Psalm 16 for you. As you know, it's a messianic psalm.
我来跟大家来读一读，就是西安的这个诗篇，在诗篇的16篇。
And actually, the Apostle Peter, he uses the verse we're going to read in his preaching of the gospel in the day of Pentecost.
其实使徒保罗也用了引用了这个诗篇里面的，在五旬节的时候他引用的。
Do you remember the crowd that saying, "Oh, these people are, you know, they're just drunk"?
有那个时候有人说，哦，这些人只不过是新酒喝醉了。
And the Apostle Peter says, no. This is something else. It's what the prophet Joel has prophesied.
哦，当时是彼得说，不是的，这就是先知约珥所说的。
And then he speaks about the Lord Jesus.
然后他就讲到我们的主耶稣。
He gives a reason why death could not hold him under its grip.
然后他就讲到，这个死亡是不能拘禁我们的主的。
And he quotes from Psalm 16, verse 8.
他就引用的是诗篇的16篇第8节。
These are words from the Messiah, our Lord Jesus himself. This represents his life on earth.
这是讲到我们的主弥赛亚，这是他在地上的一个生命。
I have set the Lord continually before me. The verse
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。I
have set the Lord continually before me.
我是持续不断的，一直的把我的主摆在我的右边。Brothers
and sisters, this is the life of our pioneer.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们那个领导我们的他的里面的这个属灵的方面。A
life of constant communion with His Father.
他的生命就是那个持续不断的，一直与父的交通。The
Father always before him.
耶和华父一直在他的面前。So
it's no accident that on that mount, when he's being transfigured, he's doing exactly that. He's specifically praying, communing in fellowship with the Father.
所以在变化山上的事情并不是意外。他在那里祷告，他在那里与父交通，在那里与父有这个连接。
Now remember, what our pioneer did, the way he lived, he simply opened a way for all of us to follow.
那要记得，他领导我们的，他已经开了这一条路，让我们可以跟随。
Now, I want to be very clear here. It's not a matter of an outward following, like we observe from afar and say, I'll try to imitate that. Try that. You'll see very quickly it never works.
那我想说的不是在外面的一个跟随，好像你远远的看见之后，说我就照着他的样子来做，不是这样的。你可以去试一试。What
the Lord does is something different. He gives us His very life in us. And by that life of His that is inside of us, now we can follow in His footsteps.
主做的不是这样，主所做的是把他的生命摆在我们里面，这时候我们就可以来跟随他的脚步。He
lived in constant fellowship with the Father, now we can follow and live in fellowship with Him all the time.
他可以一直与父在这个交通的里面，我们也可以这样与父交通。In
fact, I would like you to turn again to the verse we read at the beginning in 2 Corinthians 3.
那我们再来读一下，就是在这个哥林多后书第3章里面那个章节。
Because it reads, But we all, in other words, it's for all of us that believe, with unveiled face. Again, let me emphasize this. This is not for a select spiritual giants. This is for every child of God. Is your birthright in Christ. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
这里面讲到，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，我们众人讲的是每一个人，不是说只是那些特别被选出来的属灵的巨人而已，是我们每个人已经有的，我们出生就有的，我们的权利可以在基督的里面。
Do you see this is exactly the life of Christ? He in Psalm 16 it says, "I had the Lord always before me."
大家看到吗？这就是主自己的生命啊。因为在诗篇第十六篇里面那里讲到，我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
So with us, we can behold, as in a mirror, His glory.
我们也可以，所以我们现在也可以来看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
Now what happens when we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord?
那如果我们在镜子里面来注目他的话，会发生什么呢
？We are being transformed into the same image.From glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
我们就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Now this word transformed in use here is exactly the same word as used in the Gospel of Matthew when our Lord Jesus is being transfigured.
在这里讲就变成主的形状，这个变成就是同一个词，在马太福音里面说主在山上变了形象，那个变
is the Greek word metamorphosis, which we have it in English as well.
啊，这是一个同义词。
In other words, our Lord Jesus,
这是一个蜕变。
On the mountain, he's being transfigured. He's experiencing a metamorphosis. Something became physically visible.
在变化山上，我们主耶稣他所经历的就是那个蜕变，是在物质上面都有的一个改变。
But you see, the way that the Apostle Paul uses this here is a little different because it's referring to what we do right now, not in the future.
但是使徒保罗在这里用的这个变化呢，却有一点点的不同。他不是讲到将来要发生的事，是现在正在进行的。
Today our privilege, brothers and sisters, is to behold us in a mirror His glory, and as we do so.We are being transformed from glory to glory into His image.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们的特权。今天我们可以好像从镜子反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
The more you commune with your Lord, something of His glory is being incorporated in you and in me.
当我们持续的与神这样交通的时候，那这个荣耀就是一点一点的会在你里面，也在我里。
And in a way.This is preparation for His coming. Because one day we're going to be finally even transformed physically into His image.
所以从一方面来说，这就是为着主的再来做的预备。因为在那一天，我们物质上的都要改变。
But the point is this, the process begins now, today.
但是最主要的是什么呢？就是这个进程今天就开始了。
See, it's just like in the case of the Lord Himself.
就像在主他自己的身上一样。
The thing didn't begin in the mountain. He didn't become glorious all of a sudden. It just became visible. But the glory was accumulated through his 33 years.
就在主的变化山上的时候，那并不只是那一刻突然间是这样，是他里面已经有的这样显露出来。但这显露是他33年半一直积累而来的。
Our privilege today is to behold our Lord, to live in fellowship with Him. And as we do so,We're following in His footsteps in the sense that His glory is being accumulated in us.
所以当我们来注目像镜子里面反照一样的话，那我们就会有这样一个与神的交通。在这个交通里面，我们里面也会一点点的有荣耀的积累。
Brothers and sisters, this is essential if we are going to be prepared for His coming.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们要来预备他再来的话，这是非常基本的。
A transformation process should be happening right now in our lives.
这个变化的工作应该今天就在我们的生命里面。
Transformation by contemplation.
这个变化就是
Contemplation. We behold him.
就是我们来注目仰望他。
The more we behold him, the more we are occupied with the Lord, we are being transformed from glory to glory into the very image of the Lord.
我们越来注目他，越来被他所占据的话，那我们就会变成他的形象，荣上加荣。
That's how the hymn we sang as a prayer. That's how it happens. How is that image stamped deep within us?
这就是我们所唱的诗歌，就是我们的祷告，怎样让他的形象刻在我们的中心呢？
Even as we follow in the footsteps of the one that lived constantly before his father, as we do the same and behold him all the time, we are being transformed.
当我们来跟随他的脚踪，当我们也是一直的与主在这个交通里面的时候，那我们也会一点点的这样被改变。
Now, I just want to say a little word, a little parenthesis here, because I know this can sound very mystical.
那我在这里要讲一些是要带引号的事，因为有些事情我们想起来好像是一个魔幻的一样。
Especially for young, mystical, like very, you know, very
kind of, 很奥秘的
you know, in the air. How is this thing being transformed and beholding the glory of the Lord?
好像又空又大的哦，怎么样才能够在这个镜子里面好像来注目它，来反照
？Especially the younger we are, either in the Lord or even in age, it can sound well. This is not for me, you know. This is for someone, a monk there up there in the monastery. He can behold the glory of the Lord 24/7. But I, you know, I have to deal with the harsh realities of life, as we say.
Yeah, 那个。
Sorry about that, brother.
就是说，我们不要有这么一个想法，就是说这些事情是那些好像已经做在他生命里面有做王的这些实际的人的。我们呢，就只是要对付我们现在生活上里面很实际的事情。
But when you read the context of what Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians 3, there is something really wonderful that gives us a key in this matter. What does he mean by beholding the glory of the Lord like in a mirror?
但是我们在仔细读《哥林多后书》3:18的时候，那我们要仔细的来看是怎么样从镜子里反照呢
？So if you go back and read a few verses before, you see that he's using the experience of Moses and even of the children of Israel to this day to explain what does it mean to behold the glory of the Lord.
如果我们来看的话，在这个第三章里面，这个章节之前，他是用摩西做一个例子。就是怎么样这件事情这样发生。
In verse 14 of chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, the apostle says, but their minds, speaking of Israel, right, today, but their minds were hardened. For until this very day, at the reading of the old covenant, the same veil remains unlifted, because it is removed in Christ.
在哥林多后书第三章第十四节，但他们是指以色列人。他们的心刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
So essentially, he's saying this is the experience of Israel. When they read the word of God, they have a veil on their face, and they cannot see the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament.
或者就这么说吧，当以色列人他们来读旧约的时候，是一个帕子来遮住他们，他们看不见主耶稣自己。
But then in our verse, he says, but we all, with unveiled face, we behold like in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
但是在这里面，我们呢，是什么情形呢？这个帕子在基督里已经废去了，现在我们可以面对面的来瞻仰我们的主。
It seems that he's referring that mirror would be the word of God. That when your face is unveiled and you read the word, what do you see? The glory of Christ.
这个镜子其实就是讲到圣经。在经里面我们来读的时候就好像看到他自己。
So brothers and sisters, there is something very practical for all of us here.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里有一个对我们每个人都很实际的事。
As we read the word of God, and I want to put this in a very gentle way. I don't want to sound too mystical here, that you're going to have your daily devotional and you're going to see angels flying and that's a very glorious scene every single day.But for sure, the more you read the Word of God, you start seeing increasingly the person that is the subject of the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Himself. And I'm sorry, brother, that's very long.
所以当我们来读这个话语的时候，不要以为是一个很奥秘的事，好像我们一读这个天使就在我们周围显现了，而且呢每天都是这样的事情。其实呢这个是一点点晋升一点点积累的，而且在这里面呢我们可以看到这些话都指向我们的主耶稣基督他自己。
But my question then to all of us is this, are we on a daily basis looking into that mirror of the Word of God? See, if we don't do that, there is no way for us to see the glory of the Lord.
那问题对我们今天来讲，就是我们有没有每天在这个镜子面前来观看呢？来反照呢？因为如果没有的话，我们是不可能有这个荣耀的转变。
As by the grace of the Lord, that habit of reading His Word is there. The Lord increasingly can start revealing His Son to us in that wonderful mirror of the Word of the Lord.
所以是在神的恩典里面，如果我们养成这一个习惯来读他的话的时候，就是在镜子里面反照，可以看到他的儿子，一点一点的可以晋升。
This is the first essential, the first element that I want to mention about what happened in the life of our pioneer and what has to happen in our own lives.
所以这个就是在我们的主先锋他的身上的属灵里面的第一个方面，也是应该发生在我们里面的
fellowship,
交通
beholding him,
注目。
We do that in prayer, we do that as we read his word and see his glory in the word of the Lord.
在我们的祷告里面，在我们读的话语的里面，可以看到我们主的荣耀。
Now, there is a second aspect I want to mention.
还有第二个方面我要讲到的。
It's the aspect of growth, spiritual growth.
就是成长，属灵里面的成长。
The Mount of Transfiguration represents the peak of the spiritual growth of our Lord Jesus.
在变化山上所代表的就是我们主耶稣基督他属灵生命成长的那个高峰。
In fact, his whole life was marked by continuous, never ceasing spiritual growth.
而且我们主耶稣他的生命其实就是代表着那个持续不断的一直的长进。
I would like to read two verses again from the Gospel of Luke.
那我要从路加福音里面来读两处的章节。
You turn to Luke chapter 2.
我们来读路加福音的第二章。
In verse 40, we read,The child, and that's our Lord, continued to grow and become strong. Now, no surprise here. As a child, I think every child grows. Nothing very special there, right?
在路加福音第二章第四十节，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来。其实好像听起来没有什么特别。我们中间的孩子们，每一个也都是渐渐的长大。
But I just read half of the verse. Pay attention on the second half.
但是我现在要读这个章节的后半。
Increasing in wisdom and the grace of God was upon him.
充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
His growth was way more than just physical growth, which is normal at that age. He's a child.
他的这个成长不光只是在物质的身体上成长，因为在就算在当时，这个是非常正常的。
There is an increase in wisdom, but also an increase in the grace of God.
在那里有智慧的成长，也有神的恩的增长。
That's what marks the life of the Lord Jesus.
这个就是主耶稣基督身上那个特性。
In verse 52 of the same chapter, you read, And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
在第52节我们又读到，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
He grew spiritually until that day on the mountain, which was the peak. That's why he's being transfigured.
在属灵里面，他就是这样一直的增长，到变化山上就是那个高峰。
Actually, someone has suggested, I think it's Dr. Campbell Morgan.
我相信是这个Peter Morgan 这个博士，他曾经这样讲。
He once asked the question, what would have happened to Adam if he had not sinned? What was God's intention?
他问的这个问题就是说，如果亚当没有犯罪，那会成为什么样？
We know that death was never in God's plans.
那我们知道，其实当时那个并不是在神的计划里。
Death is only the result of sin.
就是那个罪带来的后果。
So what would have happened if Adam had not sinned?
那如果亚当当时没有犯罪会怎么样呢？
And our brother suggested that most likely Adam and Eve, they would be in that, on that garden in a time of probation.
那弟兄所讲的就是亚当夏娃他们要在伊甸园里面。
And after communing with the Lord, they would experience something similar to what our Lord Jesus is experiencing. A transfiguration. Something getting into a new realm.
在伊甸园里面是他们试用期，但是如果在这一个阶段里面，他们一直的与神交通，他们也会进入到这个实际的里面，就像主耶稣一样。
Brothers and sisters, the question is, why our Lord Jesus? If he got to that peak, why from that point he's not going to heaven?
弟兄姐妹们，如果主耶稣基督在那个山上已经达到高峰的时候，为什么他当时没有就马上升天呢？
He could have gone. He could have been the one that from that point he even has Moses and Elijah that are kind of welcoming back in a way.
其实他是应该的。那时候摩西跟以利亚都在那里来欢迎他上到天上。
The only reason he doesn't go back is for you and for me, because he has to go to Calvary to die for us.
唯有一个原因。就是他为了你，为了我，他要去加略山。
If he had not done that, yes, he could have gone back to heaven, but he would be like the wheat, the grain of wheat that remains by himself.
是的，他是可以在那里就升天的。但是如果这样的话，他就像那一粒麦子，没有落在地里死了。
But for you and for me, instead of ascending, he descended to the cross.
但为了你和我，不是上升。他反而是降卑到加略山上。
But I digress. The principle that I want to concentrate here is this. Growth. That is what the scene in Transfiguration represents, the pinnacle of his growth.
但是我要讲的是这个成长的原则，因为在变化山上代表的就是这个成长到达高峰的时候。
If you are going to be prepared for his coming, what is the secret?
如果你要为着主再来预备的话，这个秘诀是什么？
In a way, it's very simple, brothers and sisters.
其实在某一方面来说非常的简单。
Just grow in the Lord.
就是在主里面长进。
Keep growing, keep pursuing after him. That is preparation in itself.
继续的成长，继续在主里面来追寻，这个就是我们预备的秘诀。
There is one more thing that I want to mention.
还有一件事我要讲到的。
Another principle, the principle of the cross.
另外一个原则就是十字架的原则。
Now, this is something that is kind of non-intuitive, but it's right there in the Mount of Transfiguration, if you read carefully.
这个原则似乎不是那么显明，但是你如果读变化山的这个故事的话，它就在里面。
Again, we need the help of the account of the Gospel of Luke.
那我们再来借着路加福音帮助我们。
Because it's only the Gospel of Luke that tells us that Moses and Elijah, when they are there with the Lord,They are talking with him about his departure or his exodus that he's going to accomplish in Jerusalem.
因为只有在路加福音记载了摩西跟以利亚与主耶稣的交谈是什么呢？是关于主耶稣在耶路撒冷怎样去世而说的。
What's the subject of their conversation? The cross. He's going to die on the cross.
他们的主题是什么呢？就是讲主耶稣要死在十字架上。
And immediately you have something that is not so intuitive, right? Because it's a scene of glory on that mountain. But they're talking about his impending death on the cross just 6 months ahead.
那似乎不是那么显明，因为在变化山上如此荣耀的一个时刻，但讲到的却是在之后主耶稣要在十字架上受死。
And this is a great principle in Scripture.
这也是圣经里面的一个非常大的一个原则。
No cross, no crown.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
The way to glory always goes through the cross.
得着荣耀的这条路从来都总是十字架。
Now, of course, Peter, he couldn't quite understand that at that moment. You remember.
那当然大家也记得彼得在那个时候他并不明白。
Because in the scene that comes right before the Mount of Transfiguration, you have our Lord declaring to the disciples for the first time that he's going to die on the cross in Jerusalem.
因为在那里马太福音提到主耶稣第一次跟门徒讲到他要死在十字架上。
And as we just read, somehow Peter, he could not take that.
那我们也读到了 彼得似乎他不能接受这件事。
Perhaps out of very good intentions.
他是带着一个很好的动机。
You remember that he had just said also that you are the Christ. He had his confession, right? And just a few verses before. And now the Lord is saying, and I'm going to die on the cross.
那我们也记得在这个章节几个章节之前，彼得他刚刚说过，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。那马上呢，当他听到主耶稣说他要主耶稣要死在十字架上的时候
，Peter couldn't understand that.
彼得不明白。
And perhaps out of natural love for his master, he says, "Never, Lord, that will never happen to you."
那也许是在天然的爱里面，他对着主耶稣这么讲说，这是必不临到你。
But very interestingly, when you get to the Mount of Transfiguration and all the glory going on, he says, it is very good for us to be here, right? You see the contrast right away?
那我们也记得在变化山上的时候，彼得看到这个荣耀的时候，他说，哎呀，这里真好，你看到这个变化没有？
It's in effect Peter saying, no to the cross, no, that will never happen to you, yes to the glory.
或者说怎么讲呢？彼得他对十字架说不。但是呢，对荣耀他说我要。
But our Lord, in His mercy, in His grace, that is part of why He's being an eyewitness of this scene.
但是这也是主耶稣基督特别的恩典，这也是为什么彼得成为那个亲眼看见的人。
Because he's hearing the conversation between our Lord Jesus and Moses and Elijah, and they are talking about the cross.
因为他是亲耳听到摩西、以利亚跟我们的主谈论十字架。
Non-intuitive is a scene of glory, and yet they're still talking about the cross.
并不是表面那么明显，因为在荣耀里面，但是他们讲的却是十字架。
Brothers and sisters, Peter, thank the Lord, he learned the lesson.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要感谢主，因为彼得他学了这个功课。
Later in his epistle, when we read, he understood, and he not only understood in his mind, he experienced that.
在之后我们从彼得他的书信里面看到，不光他是了解了这个知识，而且他自己经历了这个十字架。
So as we read yesterday, I'll read it again for you, chapter 5 verse 10. He says, after you have suffered for a little while, it's 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. After you have suffered, you see the cross? The God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
这是彼得在彼得前书第五章第十节所讲的。那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Our brother, he understood, yes. Before glory, the cross is a necessity.
我们亲爱的弟兄，他了解了。在荣耀之前必须有苦难，有十字架。
I know that when we talk about these things, sometimes I think we are all like Peter in a way.
我相信当我们这样讲论的时候，我们都像彼得。
Deep down it may sound so negative.
在里面我们感觉是这么负面的一件事。
Cross? Death?
十字架？死？
Do we really need that?
我们真需要这些吗？
Brothers and sistersI think the Mount of Transfiguration, in a way, it shows us, as someone has said, is an offset of the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，有的弟兄姐妹是这么讲，变化山呢是十字架的另外的一方面的一个平衡。
It shows you what is the result of the cross.
或者说给我们看到十字架后面的结果是什么？
What is God's intention? See, the cross is never the end of the story in God's mind. It's simply a way for us to get into His glory.
或者说，神他的这个心意目的到底是什么呢？十字架不是这个终结，他所要得着的就是我们在荣耀里。
But it's an absolutely necessary way. There is no shortcut to that.
但是却是没有一个捷径的，是必须要经历的。
And this is the way our pioneer walked.
这就是我们的先驱如何的行走。
This is the life that he lived. His whole life was marked also by that principle of the cross.
因为在他的生命里面，就是这些属灵的原则来支配。
We know that even in his baptism, the cross is being foreshadowed right there by the very act of going down the water in death and coming out in resurrection. Right there, the principle of the cross is already present.
就算是主耶稣在受尽的时候，这个十字架的原则已经在那里，因为他要进到水里埋葬，然后再起来从水里出来，这就是十字架的原则。
He opens the way for us is for us to follow after him.
他开了这条路是为着我们可以跟随。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
the same spiritual principles that mark his life ought to work in us.
这个在他的生命里面我们所看到的属灵的原则也应该在我们的里面。
Now, why do I say that this is preparation for his coming?
我为什么这么讲？这个就是为着他再来的预备呢？
Think about it for a second.
我们大家来想一想。
When our Lord Jesus comes back, when his kingdom comes, everything in that kingdom will reflect the nature, the character of the king.
如果他回来，他的国度降临的话，在他的国度里面的任何一件事反映的都是我们这位君王他的本性。
So just to give you an example, a very well known verse, right?
那我给大家一个例子。
How is that kingdom?
这个国度是怎么样的国度？
The king is glorious, right?
我们的王是荣耀的王，是不是？
But when he comes in his kingdom, here is what Habakkuk says, chapter 2 verse 14. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
在哈巴谷书里面第二章的第十四节，这里面讲到认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。
His kingdom is all glorious because it's just reflecting who the king himself is.
他的国度是这么的荣耀，因为反映的就是他们的君王到底是怎样的一个君王。
Let me give you another example.
我再给大家一个例子。
It's a very interesting verse at the end of the book of Zechariah.
是在撒迦利亚书后面的一个章节。
Again, is describing the millennial kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
这里也是讲到在千年国里面我们的。
And it says, Zechariah 14 verse 20, In that day, when the kingdom is manifested, there will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, Holy to the Lord. And the cooking pots in the Lord's house will be like the bowls before the altar.Every cooking pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to the Lord.
这个是国度降临的时候，在二十节那里讲，这个是第十四章的二十节。当那日马的铃铛上必有归耶和华为圣的这句话，耶和华殿内的锅必如祭坛前的碗一样，凡耶路撒冷和犹大的锅都必归万军之耶和华为圣。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of in the bells of the horses? It's something very insignificant. But even in this, that's something so insignificant, there will be something that will be the characteristic of the whole kingdom, holy to the Lord.
这个铃铛好像是一件非常微小的事情，但是就算这个微小的铃铛，它所反映的就是在那个国度里，所有的都是为着它。
Cooking pots, pretty insignificant stuff, holy to the Lord.
这个我们煮饭的锅。也是一个非常平常的事，但是这个锅都要来显现我们主的荣耀。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Everything in the kingdom reflects the character of the one who is holy, the Lord Jesus himself.
因为在国度里面每一个物件它所反映的都是我们主他自己的荣耀，他自己的性情。
Now think about it. What if our Lord comes back in his kingdom and that holiness was notworked out within me, and that glory was not accumulated inside of us. What then?
我们想一想，如果那天他再来，国度降临的时候，我们里面却没有他那样的圣洁，我们里面却没有来积累这样的荣耀，会如何呢？
We would be incompatible for that time.
在那个时候，我们与这个国度是不相配的。
We would be like fish out of the water, as we say.
那我们就像一个这样的一个讲法一样，就像鱼离开了水一样。
Brothers and sisters, I hope the Lord can clarify something for us.
弟兄姐妹们，我希望神可以为我们讲明一些事情。
There is no magic transformation happening at His coming.
在他再来的时候，那个变化里面没有什么好像特别神奇的事情。
His coming is a revelation. Of what we are spiritually today.
他再来只不过是显出我们里面属灵的情形到底是如何。
It's just like in the mountain. It's not that glory started for him at that moment. No, no. It simply was revealed something that was inside already.
就像在那个山上一样，这个荣耀不是说突然之间就显现出来，是已经在他里面，只不过在那个时候从里到外能够彰显。
And at his coming, brothers and sisters, the same with us. There is a lifting of a veil, and whatever is within gets revealed.
弟兄姐妹们，当他再来的时候，我们也是一样，就像那个帕子被揭开，可以来彰显我们里面有什么。
Let me ask you.
让我来问你。
Is that glory of the Lord being accumulated in you today by fellowship with Him?
今天在你的里面有没有借着交通让这个荣耀在积累？
Are we cooperating with the Holy Spirit in His sanctifying work in us to prepare us for that kingdom where everything is holy?
那我们有没有与圣灵来合作，让他在我们里面来做工，让我们里面可以与那个国度的荣耀可以相配呢？
Yes, it is true. The word of God says that even our bodies, it will be one day transfigured. It's true.
我们有没有来配合来成长？没错，有一天我们这个身体也要转变成为荣耀的身体。
But brothers and sisters, remember, this should be an overflow of something that is already within.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们记得，这应该是已经在里面的。在外面的彰显。
Are we being prepared today to that coming?
今天我们有没有为那个再来而预备呢？
Is this transformation work by beholding Him, by communing with Him, by following in His footsteps, is it happening today?
我们今天有没有来注目仰望他，在镜子里面来注目仰望，与他有这个不断的交通，而且呢来跟随他的脚步做变化的工作呢？
I'd like to read a final verse as we close.
在我们结束之前，我再来读最后一处章节。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书的第二章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Now little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, and this is talking about his second coming, when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
小子们呢，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现讲的就是他的再来。我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧、惭愧。
See the coming of our Lord Jesus. It should be a day of great joy for all of those that belong to Him.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣再来那个时刻，应该是每一个属他的人欢喜快乐的时候。
That should be the normal situation.
这应该是正常的光景。
But did you notice that there is a possibility for something not to be quite joyful in that day?
但是也有一个可能性，就是在那一天，也有并不喜乐的情形。
The exhortation for us is abide in Him.
对我们的这个警示呢，就是要住在主里面。
In other words, commune, have fellowship constantly with your Lord.
或者换一句话说，就是我们要持续不断的与主来交通。
As we do so, according to the word of God, then in His coming, instead of shrinking away with shame, we can have confidence. It is indeed a day of joy.
那如果我们照着他的话这样行的话，那我们就会在那一天在他显现的时候坦然无惧，在他的里面不至于惭愧。
May the Lord open our eyes on this matter.
愿意神在这件事上打开我们的眼睛。
Indeed, the way that our pioneer he trod, the way that he walked, is a way that he opened for us to follow after him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的先驱他所开的这一条路已经打开了，是为着我们在上面来跟随他。
As we do so, we are being prepared for his coming.
如果我们如此行，那就是在他的再来上面预备。
Lord, we pray that you would be merciful to each one of us.
主啊，我们祷告你对着我们每一个人都有怜悯。
We know that we were saved by amazing grace.
我们知道我们都是在这奇异的恩典里面得救的。
And even grace is keeping us to the end.
而且这恩典要保守我们一直到最后。
We pray that we would be those that do not receive that grace in vain.
主啊，愿意我们的祈求就是我们不是那个白白的来得着恩典的人。
Help us, Lord Jesus, to somehow be captured by all that you are.And somehow live in the birthright of what you have provided for us.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们可以活在这样的一个实际里面，活在你的里面，让我们这个与生俱来的权利能够被执行。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.